episode number 6 of Jew. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alan Gregory. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is, why ignoring Laura will cost you sales.
This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it. This article discusses how ignoring prices for drugs will lead to higher prices, and how companies like Firestone and Laura Ashley have succeeded by weaving the warp of economic transactions with the woof of social relationships. Dash. By doing so, they have been able to move drug costs from list prices to discounted drug costs. With rising prices, many consumers are starting to believe pharmaceutical companies are taking advantage of them. Drug companies have been able to select pharmaceutical companies that pay high rebates and discounts, and then negotiate additional rebates with the manufacturers. This means that for a particular medicine, the drug company can select a price that is much lower than the estimated value. However, some health plans argue manufacturers should be responsible for higher prices in order to ensure a strong supply chain of medicines. The drug buyer pays wholesalers the full list price for the drug, and then wholesalers pay the manufacturer the net price. This makes it difficult for manufacturers to make as much money from its sale as they would if pharmacies were allowed to offer a variety of discounts to patients. Ignoring Laura will cost you sales because, either way, it is a fact that full price sales account for a significant portion of formulary sales. By providing variety in how pharmacies can provide pharmaceutical companies with their products, more patients are likely to purchase drugs at full price and support its sale. A current social media strategy that is effective for insurance professionals is to reach out to multiple touchpoints in order to establish prices and list drugs. Unfortunately, when pharmacies, manufacturers and insurers are disconnected, the market can suffer and it can cost you sales. This fact should be the cornerstone of any social media strategy as it requires several touchpoints and PBMs. Ignoring Laura will cost you sales. Your social media ads need to be tailored to each platform and content pieces should link back to your website or blog. You should also invite people to follow your business page and check out the link in the ad for a more detailed look at what your business is offering. Depending on the platform, advertise which Life Happens Pro plan would work best for them and make sure you have an unusual communications plan in place so that when life does happen, people can still find out about your business. Ignoring Laura will cost you sales if you don't pay as much attention to your client-targeted communications. You need to be sure that your work content marketing and your marketing assets are up to date and engaging. This means updating brochures, social media posts, website brochures, etc. It also means paying people to create content for you that is specifically targeted towards the clients who come to visit you. By having a solid strategy in place for your assets website and teaching pig, one significant difference between success and failure in business is the amount of effort that goes into the planning stage. If you take a look at any successful business, they will have gone through a number of different strategies before they settled on the one that works best for them. Laura Ashley is no different. She was one of the many leading companies of the past that have helped shape our modern world. Companies like Firestone and other successful executives have stepped in to help shape a company's expansion, and if you ignore their methods, then you risk failing in your own success. Social relationships are important for any business and need to be strengthened by weaving a fabric of loyalty between franchisees, investors, customers and new customers. Firestone's leaders rallied the Firestone franchisees to embrace traditional values in order to create a strong brand identity. Unfortunately, they ignored Laura Ashley's executives who knew how to reach new customers and stop the continued decline of the company. Over 7 CEOs have come and gone in Firestone's brief history with no real success. The most recent CEO, Laura, came in with a new vision for the company, to transform it from a manufacturer-retailer into an integrated fashion company. She quickly made basic shifts in the work process and set up a new distribution network that helped Firestone become more competitive. Unfortunately, Laura was dismissed and sales declines followed soon after. Moderna testified that if the retailer had stayed on course with Laura's initiatives, they would have had a commercial product and working within broad parameters of details rather than being locked into one mode of rest. This could have resulted in greater success and increased profits. Ignoring Laura will cost you sales if you do
not take the necessary steps to ensure that your company is prepared for a potential price increase. Moderna recently announced its COVID-19 vaccine and its 19 vaccine price warrant. The company has also defended its decision to reduce hospital stays and the Moderna distribution process overall benefit from this move. CEO Stefan Bancel has also been vocal in defending Moderna's performance, and determined the price point based on how much money it saved. However, some have declined a connection between increased prices and changes expected drop in mode of purchase or form of payment, which may cost your company sales if not addressed properly. Ignoring Laura's critiques of the decision to raise prices on a vaccine that is funded by U.S. taxpayers and which is highly effective in treating costs such as pneumonia, arthritis drug Humira, high-dose flu vaccines and Moderna's CEO Christopher Morton could cost your company sales. Price optimization is essential to manage unpredictable cost changes, so understanding the problems people are facing and how to maximize profits is key. Price easing, or the ability to adjust prices based on market conditions, can be done through optimization software. This can solve customer problems while still making sure that you are providing products and services at a profitable margin markup for your ideal client. By sharing sales volumes and understanding each customer's problems and pain points, you can create a pricing strategy that works for everyone. Keeping up with price markets will allow you to stay competitive in the market and make sure that you are getting your share of sales volume.
Thank you all for joining us again on Jew. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.